Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's always that time of the day where we engage in business and economic matters. We are always very happy to engage with you. We are always very happy to discuss, particularly on this platform, at the Business and Economic Segment. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself in Namibia, greet you again, and we are going to dwell into it. Yeah, for those of you who are coming for the first time, or for those of you who are listening to Business and Economic for the first time, it's always very good to understand that at this platform, Business and Economic Segment is a platform that look at, discussions of business and economic matters. We analyze domestic policies. We look at international policies. We look at things or matters which are concerned with our bread and butter issues. It's also a platform where we look at trade. We look at the areas of entrepreneurship and also development in general. We also touch on matters of governance. We analyze leadership qualities. We look at leaders in general. We also look at specific leaders. We look at their qualities. Look at their characters and their abilities to implement practical solutions which are concerned with practical solutions which are dealing with state policies. And we also look at the private sector. In fact, this is Lecture Hall 1. It's a platform where we facilitate national discussions. We facilitate also regional discussions. And we look at everything connected to economy, everything connected to, drivers of the economy. And this time, I want to greet all the economic movers. I want to greet all the policy makers. I want to greet all the, business persons, customers, because there's no business without customers. And the business without customers is not a business, because those are very important stakeholders. And everyone who is always following Eagle FM, everyone who is always following our program, and also for those who have interest in developmental matters, because Business and Economic Segment, we bridge the gap between those who understand either economic policies, those who understand economic matters, those who understand governance, and also those who are willing to learn. And like we are always saying, in every discussion that we are coming up with, in every conversation that we come up with, we always make sure that we open the line. We open the line for our dear listeners to give their contribution. We always make sure that we open the line so you can give your constructive criticism. You can also be able to give your questions, comments, and also clarifications, because there are always things which need to be simplified, and there are always things which need to be, clarified. That's why we are always saying we are not the expert in this platform. However, we are also not new in this areas of Business and Economic Segment. That's why we are always saying it's a platform where everyone is open to learn and also to dig deep into things which are affecting our bread and butter issues. Yeah, and for today, just before I go to the topic of the day, everything which we are going to discuss, it's always very important to follow us in all our social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Eagle FM Namibia. It's always also very good to make sure that you download our e-paper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That is the Villager newspaper, where you'll be up to date with all your economic news, all your trade news, all your news which are affecting or concern bread and butter issues, either food security. We talk about farming, we talk about minerals, we talk about energy, we cover a lot of things. We talk about areas of education and areas of relations, either in terms of business or in terms of trade. We cover a lot of areas, particularly those which are concerned with developmental matters. And also, don't forget to download our app, which is Eagle FM Namibia. And also, don't forget to download our Imba app, which is an application for hymn songs. And you'll be able to work at the platform, or you'll be able to be together with developmental agenda, which is, we are in the world of digitalization, or something are calling it digitization. And yeah, our topic for today, we are going to look at a very important area of how citizens can play a role in national politics, and also in terms of governance. We are looking at the area on how can citizens hold politicians accountable, because we are saying at the center of development, at the center of every country's development, they are drivers of the institutions. They are, and the very important drivers of the institutions are the drivers of the institution of the state. And who are the drivers of the institution of the state? The drivers of the institutions of the state are politicians, technocrats, and also appointed experts or appointed executives to run those institutions of the state. And there is one thing which we have seen in Namibia, because it's always very important to look at things from both sides. It's always very important also to look at the roles of citizens, because in a political system, in a democratic system, the very beautiful system which was established by the Western people, they realize that a democratic state is not the best government, but is the only government which can also uplift the lives of the citizen, and also is the only government where citizens will be able also to participate in the governance of the state through either representation, where you are electing somebody to represent you, and also through airing your opinion. So we're going to a commercial break, then we're going to look at it.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-40.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment, and today we are looking at how can citizens hold government accountable, or how can citizens hold politicians accountable for us to have a stable and a developed state. Just ask yourself this. Citizens have power to elect, and also they also have power to fire a politician. But in the game of politics, in the nature of political game, many experienced politicians, they are always making ways, particularly during elections, to make sure that they win the votes of their citizens. However, there is no accountability in terms of what you said you are going to do, what you did, and why you did not do what you said you are going to do. The other people say, no, we do what we say. Yes, we understand you do what we say. But do you have a connection between what politicians tell citizens and what they do at the end of the day? Because if you do a performance assessment, you can start from your counselor. You can look at the way he or she was campaigning. And you can also look at the way this person was behaving or is behaving when he or she is at the office. And we have seen a lot of complaints, especially with media. Citizens are complaining about the leaders are not, they are not up to standard. Leaders, they don't know how things are being done. Leaders, they don't understand. Leaders, they don't listen to people. Leaders are sabotaging project and progress and whatsoever. But the question that you ask yourself, who put these people into power? That is a question that you ask yourself. Who put these people into power? And what is the responsibility of a citizen to make sure that somebody who I employed with my one vote is going to deliver on the deliverables? And if this person did not deliver, I know what to do. And how do you keep a person in check? Those are some of the questions that we are going to that we are going to look at today. And we are also going to look at different methods. Because when somebody is saying citizens or definition of democracy in a broader term, they say it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Yes, indeed, it's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. However, if one of these persons is not doing what he or she was supposed to do in order to make sure that he is a participant in the process of the government, then the country will never develop. Because the country can only develop if you have citizens who are open-minded, if you have citizens who are up-to-date, if you have citizens who understand the role of every sector, the roles of politicians, the roles of business people, and also the roles of non-governmental organizations. If you don't have a basic civic education, it's going to be very difficult for you to know where the country is going, and it's also going to be very difficult for you to see if somebody is manipulating me or somebody is really a true politician. Because it was supposed, or it is our responsibility as citizens, to criticize and also go and ask. But how are you going to ask if you don't understand where things are going? How are you going to ask if you don't even know the reason of voting? You are just voting because people are voting. If you don't even know the power you are giving to a person? Because those are some of the questions that we are going to ask ourselves this time of the discussion. And we are going to have a guest in the studio, which is a researcher, Ims Kangoya. We are going to have a guest in a few minutes, who is going to engage us and going to tell us maybe different ways how can we keep our politicians in check. Because the founders or the thinkers who established this system that you are using, the governance system, understood that human beings, when you are in the state of nature, we can't put ourselves in order. When you are in the state of nature is like a jungle. When you're in the state of nature, everyone is pursuing his own interest, and also we end up into conflict with others. That's why human beings decided to come up with a state and a government. A government was supposed to cater for the greater good of human beings. But now every time you are complaining, you are voting, but do you know where the office of your councillor is? Do you know where the office of your governor is? Do you know the minister of the sector that you are complaining about? Have you ever even tried to communicate with this person? Have you ever tried to discipline this politician? Because the power, they are saying in a democratic state, the power is within the people, but people don't understand how these things are working. That's why when we do not question things, when we are not understanding what is happening, the roles of everyone, it's a reason that every year and year, we are still going to have the same politician who came to me 20 years ago with a different agenda and coming to sell us a different agenda without even completing the other one with even 20% of it. We have politicians who are masters of, I don't want to say manipulations, but they are very good at winning the votes of people. But we also have those one who are very good at winning the votes, and they are also delivering on their deliverables. But we have those one who are very good at 3 days before elections. If you say, come and polish my shoes, they will come and polish your shoes. Some, they even change residence to make sure that they come and sleep with where you are so that they understand you. But after that period, the situation continue to be the same. Where are you as citizens? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because for us to shape policy making, for us to shape our development, we must be the participants of process. We must be the participants in state institutions. We must be active in terms of asking questions. We must be up to date. We must be able to look at politicians' performance assessment. Assess a person. If I said I'm going to create jobs for you, maybe 200 jobs, yes, I'm campaigning, and I don't even create 50 or 20, then you have to question me. Because there are things that the person say is going to do, and there are things that the person is able to do. Because, I don't want to own the show. I don't want to own the show. There are those who are better at this area of discussion. And we are going to, in a very short period of time, we are going to be in contact with IMS. IMS is a researcher and is a student of politics and governance. And we are going to be in contact with him in a very short period of time. Stay tuned.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Khamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na Imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na Imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana nokwaandjakaneka oonjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka Imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoonjimbo dhoongeleka dhayo.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. Like what I promised you, if I did not deliver on my deliverables, you are always have a right to make sure that you hold me accountable, because today we are talking about accountability and we are also talking about shaping state institutions. As I told you before, I'm joined by Ims Kangoya. Yeah, Ims Kangoya is a researcher and is a student of governance. And he studied also political science. And he's going to engage us particularly on different ways. How can citizens hold politicians accountable? Ims, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Yes, good evening, David. Thank you for having me on the show.
And it's always a pleasure to have particularly people who are going to engage us on matters of concern. Now, let us start with it. What is accountability to you, and how can citizens make sure that they hold those who they put into power to account?
Well, accountability is making sure that the whoever officials, whether a public official or a politician, is doing what he or she is expected to do. So the citizens, for them to be able to have their politicians accountable, certainly they need to understand, they need to educate themselves on the role of the politicians. They need to understand what is expected from the politicians, what are the roles of the politicians, what duties and what powers do the politicians have, what decisions can they make. So if the citizen then understand or know what is expected from the politician, then they'll be able to have them accountable, because you won't be able to have somebody accountable if you don't know what he is expected to do, if you don't know what his role or his duties and power is.
While we are there, let us look at regional authority, or we can look at local authority elections, then we can also look at the national elections. It has been for a very long time that different manifestos were drafted, many years, different promises were made. However, citizens, they continue to complain after every elections. They continue to complain, they continue to cry about politicians not listening to you. Maybe what are some of the techniques to make sure that my votes were counted and I have a responsibility to make sure that whoever I put into power, what are some of the methods that maybe citizens can use to make sure that whoever they put into power, they discipline them and also they work together with them?
Okay, one of the first discipline that the citizen can make use of to ensure that the politicians do as what they promised during their campaigns.
Yeah.
Is to attend the campaigns.
Yeah.
Of these politicians.
Yeah.
They need to attend the campaigns and understand the promises that these politicians are making. They also need to question them. Now that you are going, now that you are saying you are going to promote this, that you are going to change this, how are you going to do it?
Yeah.
When do you expect you to do it?
Yeah.
And they must track or they must keep a record of these answers so that as soon as these politicians get into offices or get into positions,
yeah,
the citizen will be able to reflect back to their manifesto or to whatever promises they were making.
Mm-hmm.
So if you now have or you know now what the politician was promising, then you'll be able to have them accountable because you'll be able to question them. Now, during your campaign, you were promising this.
Yeah.
You said you deliver by this time.
Yeah.
Why did you not deliver? Or why are you not delivering? So I think that is one of the key things that the citizen can make to make sure that they have these politicians accountable.
Now, while we are there, there is a concept of promoting and punishing. Because in countries, when you look at the UK, they look at the character of a person. If the prime minister is not behaving, they send him or her home. If a politician is not behaving, the citizens are most likely to punish them by through the ballot. What is the situation in Namibia and Africa in general, particularly when citizens are not happy about a certain politician, certain councillor who have been voting for a very long time, but is not delivering? Before you answer that question, just hold the line because we are going to a commercial break. Then we can come back.
All right.
Yeah.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend,
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at how can citizens hold politicians accountable. I'm joined by a researcher, Ims Kangoya, who is engaging us on different methods about how politicians can be held accountable by those who put them into power. Yeah, the question I asked earlier on is based on promoting and punishing. How do you look at that method in Africa? In Namibia and Africa in general, particularly when somebody is not behaving and he has been around for a very long time, and citizens are continue to vote this person, however little change is done.
The question is like this, David, that most of the Namibian or most of the African citizens, the situation of they don't know what process to follow when the politician is not doing his duties.
Yeah.
The only thing they think of is to vote him out of power.
Yeah.
But however, there are more methods.
Yeah.
That the citizen can do or to make sure that this person is held accountable or that he's removed from that position.
Yeah.
Even if it's not so familiar or it's not so common in Africa, there are methods for reasons like a vote of no confidence.
Okay.
A politician can be removed through a vote of no confidence. Or if the community comes together through civil activities, let me say through protest or through petitions, and they petition for the removal of this certain individual politician or officials.
Yeah.
That person can be removed through following the proper channels. Because remember, that person was elected by the people themselves.
Yeah.
So they have the right to say that, no, this person is not doing what we expected him to do. So we need this person to be removed. They can even come together and do protests, or they can do petitions through offices. For instance, if some of the officials or the politicians might be involved in corruption,
yeah,
but the citizen might know that this person is involved in a certain corrupt activities,
yeah.
but they don't go out to report these activities. Mm-hmm. So if they go to the officers, for instance, the ACC, or maybe to the police officer, or even also the prosecutor general, and report these cases, this person will be held accountable. And they must also follow up with their reports. We reported this person was involved in corrupt activities. What happened? How far are you with the case or whatever?
Yes. Maybe the other question is two questions in one. Mm-hmm. The first one is community engagement. We have seen that a lot of people, especially us young people, we like complaining and also airing our view, which is our democratic rights, either through social media or just at a certain event where we sit and discuss. However, when it's coming to contacts with politicians or maybe coming to public engagement or those meetings those politicians are having, there is little participation, particularly with young people and also even business people who complain, but they do not even know who their councillor is. They do not know who their minister of trade is. What do you say about civic participation of Namibians, especially where we are at a critical situation that we need a lot of things to be addressed?
Well, the civic participation of the Namibian people is very... I would say it's not adequate.
Yeah.
But I'll also say it's weak.
Yeah.
So we have civic participation, but when it comes to participating in these civic activities,
yeah,
most of the Namibian people, they don't turn out in a big numbers just to come together and stand together in solidarity to air their grievance over a certain issue. What I think mostly what they do is they use social media mostly to engage. But when it comes to direct participation, to attending protests,
meetings,
to just to engage and give their opinions and discuss, they don't turn up. And I think if they start turning up, that's what is going to change the situation, because the politician would then realize that also now people are turning up, so now people understand. Because if you're not turning up, the politician would not understand, or they would think, these people are not serious. Why are they not turning up to complain, or why are they not turning up to give us the idea and the suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now let us look at economic development, because we understand that education and economic development, they go hand in hand, and also go hand in hand with innovation. Let us look at economic development from accountability perspective. We are looking at this angle to say, what is the relationship between citizens holding their leaders accountable and development of the country?
The relationship between the citizens holding their politician accountable and development activity, I would say that definitely the accountability or the making sure that the politicians are held accountable is very rare in Namibia.
Yeah.
And that is the cause that it's going to affect the economic growth, because by holding politicians accountable, you are making sure that they do the right thing to drive the economic or to promote economic growth.
Yeah.
So now if you are not turning up to engage or to help politicians accountable, the economic growth will be affected, because these politicians may do as they please. They might do it in their own favor and not for the good of the country or for the citizens. So that's why the economic growth would always be affected if the citizens or the public is not directly involved, or if it's not directly engaging and making sure that they are putting this politician into accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe the the last question, because we are facing a new administration and we have a lot of hopes, and it's not the first time Namibia is faced with a new administration or new leader in power or a new government in power. It's not the first time. It has been done for the past 35 years, after every 5 years, electing a new president, and also we're coming with a new administration. Now, what do you think needs to be done, especially where we are facing a historic moment where Namibia is celebrating going to have a first female president, which is also one of the few female presidents who took that seat in Africa. What do you think needs to be done, especially in terms of holding politicians accountable in this incoming administration? Because I understand the previous one, we already made a lot of mistakes. We did not pay much attention on asking for our deeds.
I think one of the key things that needs to be done in the new administration is to make sure that the public or the citizen held politician accountable is public education.
Okay.
We need to educate our people on how to hold politicians accountable. We also need to educate our people on the guiding policies that are guiding these politicians. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the issue could also be that most of these policies and acts are in official language, where most of our people don't understand, more especially in rural areas.
Yeah.
So we need now to make sure that all these things, if we could even translate them into local languages, so mm-hmm. that everybody would be able to understand what is expected of the politicians, how are they supposed to operate, and what are the channels to follow if you want to hold politicians accountable, how to report certain cases, which offices to go. I think that would change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the new administration, if it could engage a little bit on educating the public on these activities, it's going to help to make sure that the politicians are accountable, and it's also going to make sure that the public understand and know what is expected of them when it comes to holding politicians accountable.
Yes, Ims Kangoya, thank you very much for joining us at Business and Economic Segment, and thank you for your input.
Thank you so much, David.
Sure. Yes, that was Ims Kangoya, one of the researchers and the student of politics and governance. And he was giving his input, particularly on holding politicians accountable. Because remember, at the beginning I was talking about the establishment of the state where human beings realize that they cannot lead themselves. That's why they need to elect among them who is going to represent them and also who is going to manage their resources. However, it's also our responsibilities to make sure that we ask for progress, we ask for what was promised to us, and it's not a sin to criticize. It's something which shows understanding, and it's also something which shows that you are keeping your leaders awake, because being quiet and you being scared of people looking at you as somebody who is there's always this thing to say, what are the youth want to say, or what is this person want to say, what is he trying to say? Are you an enemy or what? There's always this thing in political circles. And a lot of people with good ideas, they fail to make sure they communicate their unhappiness. Communicating with you can communicate with respect, but you can stand firm to say, this is what you say you are going to do. This is what your manifesto is saying, but you not even deliver 20% of what you said. What is the problem? Yes, we understand there was drought and all those things, but at least you could have brought something. Because if we look at performance assessment, there is always something. It's happening in different organizations, even in government. There's always a performance assessment to say, this is where the organization is going. This is what is expected of you to be done. And when this is what is expected of you to be done, this is at least the threshold. If we can come up with a system, I think it's going to be something which is right, which can also upgrade our state development. Because if not, we are still going to complain after every year. We are still going to complain after every term. And we are still going to complain until the kingdom come. And until we are finished. Because politicians are doing their job. Citizens are failing to do their job. Because economic development needs somebody who is awake. And when somebody is in charge of running the institutions, that is the office of everyone. That's why the person must wake up. The person must be awake. The person must be reminded. The person must also be assisted. And that is the only way we are going to drive our development agenda. Because if citizens don't understand, it's not the job of a politician to come and say, this is what you have to do to make sure that you put me in check. Because remember, beforehand, ECN used to teach people only how to vote. But elections is more than that. How to vote is part of it. But you were supposed to teach people what is the importance of vote. Teach people to say, 10 days before elections, the government is in your hand. And you are transferring it to somebody who is going to lead you in the next 5 years. Then citizens understand to say, what is the meaning of vote? What power do I have? I have power to recruit and fire. I also have power to remote and demote. To promote and demote, sorry. I have power to promote and demote. I have power to recruit and also fire. In a democratic and peaceful way. And analysts understand voters' behavior. And the numbers which are coming out, it shows that citizens are not happy with certain issues and they want politicians to change somewhere. Because public opinion and voters of people who understand, there is always a reflection. And dear listeners, it's not only about citizens in general, it's also about other stakeholders like business people. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. And to our dear listeners, you can call us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. You can air your opinion. You can come up with your questions. You can also give your contributions. And the conversation for today is how can we drive our economy forward by holding those who are in charge accountable. Because at the center of every development, there is always those who are in charge of driving the economic agenda. And there are always those who are in charge of controlling state power. However, a state power without check and balance, you know, they are always, you know, public engagement with politicians. There are always those regional reports which are given by constituency state of constituency address, state of regional address, where the governor can come and give his or her regional report and what it was done and what is needed to be done. And the councillors always have responsibilities to make sure that they give every year constituency address. And where are the citizens those times? Where are their complaints? And where are they standing when it's coming to, you know, keeping records? And one thing which is very important, which was said by IMS, is that keep records. If you are very good at keeping records, you are also very good at remembering facts, and you can come up with good questions if you keep records. How do you ask somebody a good question if you don't understand the context of the matter? Keep records of what was said, keep records of what is done, and keep records of what is not done. And that is the only way we are going to assist each other. Because Yes, politicians can be preoccupied, but that should not be an excuse not to deliver even 10% of what you're supposed to deliver. Because holding somebody accountable can be the best way that you can do in those 5 years' time to help your country. Ask why projects are not finished. People see different projects are being started, and even before the project is finished, there is a new project, that one is not done, then it's elections time, then they say, no, we can come and do other things. Go and ask, why are you going to do this to me if you fail to do this one? Why are you building houses if I ask for a school? Why are you building toilets if I ask for water? Ask those questions. Ask the plans of your constituency councillor. What is your plan? What do you have in the pipeline? Because one thing I've seen, politicians are one of the smart people. I'm not saying they are good people. They are very smart because they always know how to do what, how to hold and maintain their power. They spend the first four years of that term maintaining their power. And most of them, they are very good at maintaining their power. But are they delivering? That is the question. Are they delivering on what they were supposed to deliver? Because a politician is a public servant. It's not something forever. It's something to serve and live. Something to do your job to your best. That's why we are saying, dear listeners, it's always very good to have right information, and it's also always very good to have understanding of things, so that you'll be able also to be part of the conversation. You'll be able to be part of the conversation. You'll be able to sit on the table where people are discussing, and you'll be able also to get feedbacks, because you know, holding somebody accountable can also be a way of getting contacts and also keeping in touch with your leaders. Don't just look at your leaders on TV. We did not elect them to be seen on TV. We elect them to engage us on everyday basis. We elect them in order to engage them on daily basis. Then we discuss things of concern, bread and butter issues. They are not elected to travel around, because an awakened citizen can only be a citizen who is a contributor to the development of the state. And like what was said, the politics of Africa is not the same as politics of the West. However, there are always ways. There are always ways where we can shape our country. Because you can't say a person is doing something because you like a person. Because our national duty shall go beyond party politics. We can go to the extent to say, no, I voted you, you are in my party. Yes, you did A, B, C, and D. I'm coming to you not because we're in the same party. I'm coming to you because you did not do what you're supposed to do. People must hold each other accountable. Some of you guys are in party structures. You're in party structure, you are with a councillor, and you are just saying the comrade, comrade, fighter, fighter, patriot, patriot, and all those words that that politicians call themselves. But you are supposed to say, chief, why are you not doing what you said you are going to do? Just on the table, what is the progress at your constituency? What is the progress within your region? What is the progress within your ministry? Just that direct constructive criticism. Because we have this thing of, in Namibia, we have this thing of clapping hands, even where we're not supposed to clap hands. Because in politics, if you are showing some different behaviors, you are not clapping hands and you are not singing loud, there is always that way of categorizing you to say, no, I think this guy is not on our side. But do you know what you are doing to your country? If you are always clapping things, even things which are not right, somebody stood up, you are clipping. Somebody do something, you are clipping. Yes, you must clip and support. And party politics is also a part of formation of unity. But when it's coming to issues, let us hold each other accountable. Let us not defend the undefendables, because we are betraying the struggle of development. We are betraying the struggle of economic development. Because if you are honest to a person and that person was able to improve, that person is going to praise you. Other than you clapping hands, even things that you see were supposed to be handled. Yes, we understand they are saying it's always very difficult to advise the king. But if you are also not advising the king, you will say no. You are not useful, because there must be a point where you are disagreeing and say, no, chief, this is not how things are supposed to be done. Can you do A, B, C, and D? Can you at least deliver on this one? So, dear listeners, time is 18:53. We have 7 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401.
Omutiha wutekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandisoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma konara heta tuimwe. Datu heari hamano tano oneari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Shiwana sha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na Imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na Imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka Imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, Simane Kakarunga ja Katolika Karoma, joshimburu Sang Fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro goongereka yoye gakale gagwedhwako koka epa ka Imbako 081-238-563 nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka Imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena Imba goye nena.
My friend.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at the areas of accountability. How should a citizen hold politicians accountable? How do you hold your leaders accountable? What are the methods? What are the channels? And what are some of the mechanisms, legal mechanisms that can be used to promote and punish, to promote and demote a politician, to reward and punish a politician? One method is writing complaints. It's writing complaints. There is areas of vote of no confidence. There is engagement just to solve the problem. just engaged to solve the problem. There's asking of critical questions. There's asking of critical questions and demanding of feedback. Don't go there and complain and the person is not there. Talk to a person one-on-one. Chief, you came to my location. You came to my village. You were campaigning. You even slaughtered for us a goat and all those things. And we're happy that we got a leader. Why are you doing what you're not supposed to do? Just ask those questions. Be consistent into contact with your leaders. The other one, you must always make sure that you participate in community engagement meetings. When a counselor have a meeting, go there and ask, what is he telling you? What did he do? What is that he did not do? And when is he going to do what he said he was going to do? He said he was going to do something. Then there was a timeline to say the first 8 months he was going to embark on that project. Why that project is still at 1% completion? We must ask those questions. And the other one, which is the last one, is voting a person in and out. And that should be the last result to say, no, citizens are not happy with you. They are going to send you home. Goodbye. Maybe come back next time. And we're going to vote another person. This thing of holding a person accountable can be, voting can happen in different ways. Can be happen at elections level, or can also be happen within internal party politics. Internal party politics to say, no, we deployed you there, either at local authority or we deployed you at the regional authority, but you did not deliver on what was supposed to be delivered. Now we are taking you down in a respectful manner and we are going to deploy another person, maybe with qualities and characters of listening and also doing what he was or he has to do. So, dear listeners, we have a few seconds before we come to the end of our program. Just want to say thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. We also want to thank our guest, Ims Kangoya, for joining us. And everyone who have been listening to Business and Economic Segment and continue listening to Eagle FM program. I will leave you in good hands of Narvanda and Akel Fry so that they can come up with their Umtuma program. So for me, David Shombe, thank you very much. Don't forget to follow us on our social media platform. Don't forget to download your favorite e-paper, the Villager newspaper, and download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, and also our IBA app, so that you'll be up to date and be an active citizen in this digitalized world. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshigwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongereka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, simaneka karunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro goongereka yoye gakale ga gwedhwako koka epa ka imbako nora 081 23 583 063 nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?